literally start immediately. A wee mowit. I can start immediately. A wee mowit. How you like that, dude? A wee mowit.
We all. D'Angelo thing. You were talking to me about R&B songs.
Oh my god, dude.
Yeah, I forget what it was. It's funny as shit.
I hit this theory the other day. Oh, I've had a very turbulent racial time with my girlfriend recently, to where, like, well, not turbulent, but just she's been putting me in really uncomfortable waters, to where, like, I'm hanging out with her. I'm not even hanging out. I'm on the couch. I'm chilling. She calls me the other day, and I was telling her, like, I had plans to hang out with, it was Dirk and his girlfriend. White dude, black chick, same setup.
Damn.
And I was like, yeah, we're gonna, you know, we'll chill out or whatever. We're gonna hang out. And, because my girlfriend's all about church, dude. It's like she really wants to go start going to a church. So I'm like, they go to a church, like a non-denominational church. I'm like, we'll go with them, whatever. She's like, well, like, what kind of black chick is this? What kind of black chick is she? And I literally was
Wait, you guys went on a double date to church?
No, we didn't go yet. We didn't. Durkin invited me. And I was like, that would be nice for her. So
that's thoughtful of you.
Exactly, dude. Ah. And here's the thing, because it's like Catholic Mass. She wanted to go to Catholic Mass. I fucking brought her with my mom. I can't handle that, dude. It freaks me the fuck out.
Yeah, Catholic Mass is intense.
And I'm equally as terrified as full black church, dude, because I know I'm going to walk in there. I've done it before where, like, I went to the Universal Circus where I'm the only fucking white dude. People are just kind of looking at you, and it's like, it's not comfortable, dude.
Yeah.
No one gives mean or anything, but it's like, I'm dreading the fact that I got to go and do the full-on sister act thing, dude. It's like, so I was like, well, this is like, he said it's like half white, half black, Asian people and shit, so I'm like, fuck it. If I'm going to go to one, dude, I'll go to that one. But the whole point of the story is she was like, well, what kind? She was like, well, is it all white people or whatever? I was like, no. I was like, his girlfriend's black. She's like, what kind of black person? Like, what kind of, you know, what kind of black? And I was like, she's a, and just mentally just disconnected. Like,
yeah, that's tough.
I was like, how the fuck do I answer that? And I literally was just like, she's level two. She's like, what the fuck is level two? What's that mean? I'm like, out of three, she's level two, dude. Fucking you do the math, man. It's one.
Maybe there's more than there should be at least five.
That's I said there was five. Three is low. I said there was five with white people, so I guess I'll give five. But I was on the fucking spot, dude. I was like one, two, three. One as in like who's that lady everyone hates? She used to be like a Stash. Stacey Dash. Dash. She's not even one. You get the idea though. It's like one.
You're talking one is Condoleezza Rice.
Yes, that's one.
Full on fucking. She's whiter than me.
Exactly. Yeah. That's one. And then it's two,
Stacey
which is
Dash.
Like Stacey Dash. Okay, we're gonna go to one through five.
Yeah.
I was on a one through three. It was just like Condoleezza Rice, my girlfriend, and then like
arguing with
people, just
foreigners at 7-Eleven,
tombstoning their kids at Walmart, dude.
Yeah. That's a five.
One, two, three.
That's five.
Yeah. Five. No, five is Five's like a actual, like, a full-on litter, like, stopping your car in traffic, getting out and, like, throwing a fucking soggy roll of toilet paper across the street, talking to your friend for 10 minutes, getting back in your car, flipping someone off and driving. That's five.
True.
That's fair.
Five is, like, black Israelite. Because there you got to be on the
spectrum
somewhere.
Yeah, okay, so that's four. If you get out of your car and talk
six.
To someone.
That's not a real thing.
If you're holding up traffic to talk to your friend for 10 minutes.
That's a five.
Four. Black Israelite's five. You're right. I mean, we could do this. I'm sticking to my one through three, dude.
No, three is too small.
Hey, five, dude, when you're on the spot, dude, when your babe's like,
I understand.
How black is she? And you're like, I can't answer this. I can't answer. No, I'm like, she's
one through five.
She's a 1.5 too, like you, dude. I don't know. I haven't seen her angry. You know, that's a fucking. They can Hulk out and hit a three. You know, it's
like, what's the white scale then?
One through five, dude. It's like,
and white.
There's white. So there's white people who I see, and I'm like. They freak me out. They're so white. That's a one.
Ski lodge,
full on rain boots, full family, and like
Patagonia,
fucking,
North Face.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah,
and they like when they run, it's fucking weird. You see them like run to catch an Uber or something. They're like they look like horses that just got born. They're like, and then right. There's like level two white would be like
upper middle class or rich people.
Upper middle class.
No, one is like.
But you can be rich and be like a two. That's a or like a four.
Yeah.
So I would say like, yeah, two is upper middle class. It's like, you know, you can go on a construction site. You're kind of weird. Your khakis are tight up your butt. But you can still be like, hey, boys, and at least pretend to kind of. Yeah. And they're all like, what a fucking
like standard
gay
bosses.
Bird. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I can think of that.
Then three, I'm a three. I'd say you and I are threes. We can dither in both realms.
I think I'm bordering 3.5.
All right, I'm a three.
Because I can get, like, last night I was a four. couple BLs. I'm a couple BLs away from a four.
Yeah, it's a three. All right. When you get a couple BLs and you start being like, I'll tell you what, that's fucking going into 3-2.
But then again, I was anti-cop, which is a hard white five, dude. That's militia level.
That's true. That's a board five.
I took
like,
a couple BLs.
That's
and
a board five. Be like, what can I meddle in today? Yeah, that's I'm more of a three. And then there's a... Brittany called my mom a two, which I was like, what'd you try to say, babe? I was like, yeah, man.
She's like, your mom's a fucking cracker, dude.
No, she's saying two. Like, oh, no, I'm sorry. She was saying my mom's like a four. She's like, yeah, your dad's about three. Yeah, your mom could be about a four. And I was like, what'd you try to say, babe? She's
saying hard white.
Well, she was more saying like she's like got more blue collar roots.
Yeah.
So my mom's an upper barbarian.
White trash.
Yeah, she's got it. She's sipped it, dude. She's got bit she's by the WT it. Vampire. Beautiful woman, dude. I love her.
My dad comes from that world.
Does he? So does my dad, but we tease my dad because my dad's always like, I grew up poor, right? And we're always like, dude, fuck you. No, you didn't. You're such a bitch, dude. It's so fucking funny.
God, I would hate to have you guys as sons. Oh, my God.
I catch myself every now and again where like everything he had like a mosquito. One time he had a mosquito go down his pants, and I'm like, yeah, dude, he probably thought it was he found his fucking friend. He was just like, you know what? You're a fucking asshole. It's like everything he says, dude. He has like five people just fucking hitting him hard. Dude, I had I went to a barbecue in the Northeast on, that must have been Monday, I guess.
You had a barbecue in Northeast Philadelphia?
Yeah, I went to barbecue. Went to my girlfriend's hairdresser's friend's party. So it was like, everyone there was cool, but it was pretty much, the dynamic was me and a bunch of like relatively hood black people. And we played Taboo, the game, the board game, where you had to guess the word.
Oh, fuck.
Dude, it was the funniest
fucking hilarious
in the world, dude.
Playing Taboo with black people from the Northeast?
Dude, it was so funny.
Oh,
dude.
My God.
The one guy, it would be like, it was actually like the games were super high scoring because it was like, if you have all that slang, there's a give you
oh,
Taboo.
Oh, yeah.
You
have it's the all one white
word,
words.
It's the one word you have to say, then there's six words you can't say.
And they're like, I don't even and know. Dude, and it was just who like, would say
the one
that?
Was Snowman. The guy was like, Jeezy the, and everyone's like, Snowman.
Jeezy.
At one point, this guy, and dude, it was just like, it was clouds of blunt smoke. Everyone's chain smoking blunts. I brought weed gummies, so everyone's fucking stoned eating weed. Everyone ate, like, no one listened to me. I'm like, eat three. They're like, man, I'm eating six of these. I was like,
holy
all right, boys.
Fuck, dude.
Everyone's fucked up. And then, like, so we're playing, this game's progressing, and, like, the word was press. So this one dude, Abdul, he's kind of like a nerd. He, like, was up there, and he was like, yeah, like, when, like, someone comes up to you, and they'd, like, yo, man, they'd be up in there, and you'd be like, man, I ain't even on that. And everyone's like, what?
Yeah.
He's like, all right, never mind, forget that. What do you do with a button? And no one, everyone was so confused from his original, like, you know, you hop out the whip, you're like, man, they're like, man, I don't even know. It was like, what? Everyone was so fucking stoned. It was like,
damn.
That was literally, I sat there for 2 hours. It was the funniest fucking thing I've
ever
seen.
Holy fuck, dude, that would be so great.
It was the best.
Watching fucking hood black people play Taboo.
Dude, and they
must be so good.
They were crushing.
The references, they must fucking...
It was insane, dude.
That game is very white privileged. It's designed for white people to have fun.
Yeah, dude.
It's like, the word is snowman. You can't say, like, Nat King Cole. It's like, good luck. Yeah. I don't know how you're going to figure this out without saying... Yeah. Frosty the what?
Dude, it was so funny. They're like, oh, that's Jeezy the Snowman.
Oh, my God.
Dude, it was so funny.
That's awesome.
It was a blast.
That is a fucking blast,
That
dude.
Was a fucking blast. There was a couple of them. Oh, dude, then there was one. There was a lesbian there, and the word was strapless. And she's like, finally, she just stopped. She's like, all right, girls be fucking each other with these. And I was like, dildo? She's like, but with what? What do you... keep it on. I'm like, strap on. And all these dudes are looking at me. Everyone's pausing hard on me. They're like, what? Yeah, pause, bro. Pause. I'm like, she's like, no strap. And I was like, strapless, dude. Got it. And I was like, sorry, guys. I watch a lot of porn.
Damn, dude. Of course, the white boy be into that freaky shit, dog. Dude, black lesbians are hilarious.
Dude, she was fucking.
Black lesbians, just their culture of that is so funny.
They're tough as fuck.
Black lesbians are able to be like, yeah, like, I just love eating pussy. Like, that's how it is.
Dude, it's so
like,
fucking
and people
nice.
Are like, yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, you can't fucking argue it.
Yeah.
Plus, they're also, black lesbians are so fucking manly that you're
they
like.
They are, dude.
Yeah, and it's like, it's almost the point where you're like. You're like, fuck yeah, dude. Like,
they're all super mask.
They are mask.
Not
as
a lot
fuck.
Of femmes. They're,
nah, man. But, dude. Ah,
there are some hot this ass goes
into
femme
my,
lesbians.
This goes into my dark sexuality, but like a lot of times when they get a hot femme, like a fucking stud, they're called studs. when like a stud, a black lesbian, you call him a stud.
Really?
Yeah, that's the word on the street for them.
All right.
You hit him with a stud. It's like, damn, man, she's a stud.
Really? They say stud?
Yeah.
Pretty sure my mom says stud.
But that's what like black dudes call like mask black lesbians or studs. Like, yeah, she's a stud. Right.
That's
but
funny.
It's hilarious.
Should be butch, but yes.
That was a stud.
It was originally butch.
Yeah, I know. But stud is taking like 80 stud's surfer funny. Slang.
Yeah, stud's funny. Wow, man, what a stud, dude. Yeah.
It's like, man, she's a stud. But yeah, when they have like hot fucking femme girlfriends, that's possibly something I haven't explored. I might get into.
What? Studs and
admiring,
fucking...
Yeah, like studs with their hot femme girlfriends.
You should, dude.
I'm into it now. I didn't realize how hot I am for that.
No, because I don't want to see the stud. The stud is something I'm totally unattracted.
Yeah, but dude.
A fucking tough black lesbian. I've no fucking sexual...
It's not her.
Sexual...
You gotta get in the whole dynamic of the whole thing.
Yeah, that's
I got attacked by a black redneck recently.
Black redneck guy?
The first time I ever seen this dude.
That's sick.
I'm driving spaced out, just you know, not paying attention at all. But I'm going the speed limit, just doing my thing in the lane. I'm on Columbus Boulevard. It's like 35 miles an hour. And it's like a truck, like whomp, like loud horn. It scared the fucking shit out of me, dude. Like, what the fuck? I pull up these two black dudes in a pickup truck and they're like whomp whomp, and I was like, what the fuck are you guys doing?
Oh, was it like a train horn?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Super fucking, dude, scared the fucking shit out of me. So then I chased after. I was like, motherfucker. So I'm like, I've been good with road rage.
It was like the reverse. Yeah. It was a reverse hate crime.
They're hey, boy. Yeah, they fucking hate boyed me. I'm like, what the fuck? So I'm like, oh, nice fucking horn. And they're like, fuck you. So I was like, all right. And we hit the light. So I'm like, all right, well, I'm ready to die now, dude. So we start flying. And then I'm racing. I'm beating them. And there's this dip in the road. And I was just like, my bottom scraped, and we got to a red light, and they're like, nice work, dickhead. And I was like,
oh, fuck.
Literally, I mean, it was just, I was in a bad place. I'm like, I pulled off. I made a right. I'm like, I'm not getting stuck. I was like, these guys are fucking retarded. I was like, why would I even do this?
If I, you already did it.
Yeah, but still. That's, I can't carry a gun, dude. I've thought about getting a carry permit. I would have shot that truck. I was so fucking mad. I almost stood my fucking highway lane, dude. I was fucking
You were going to stand your ground, dude. You almost stood your ground, dude.
It could have been anyone. I would have fucking shot that truck. That's what I thought about. And I was like, that would have been bad if I shot that truck. I'm like, if that was anyone, if I had a gun,
yeah,
I would have been
go
like,
to fucking jail.
I know. It would have been bad.
You probably would have got away with it.
You think I would have got away?
Shooting a truck? Maybe.
Eh, possibly, yeah.
If you just shot into the truck, would they call the cops?
Probably.
I don't know, dude. Snitches get stitches, even if they're fucking hicks.
They were black rednecks. They probably had the cops on speed dial. They probably had Blue Lives Matter flags, dude.
They probably were. I was
shocked. I was just like, what the fuck are you guys doing? That's like 16-year-old white kid in the suburb shit.
Yeah.
Being like, I got a loud horn on my truck. I'm going to scare you guys. It's like, what the fuck?
Oh, man.
Dude, that ruined my day. I didn't talk to you about it on purpose. I'm like, I can't bring this back up. I'll get so
fucking
mad.
That pissed me off.
And I scraped my car. Like, nice work, dickhead. And I was like,
oh, that sucks.
And I was like, I don't give a fuck about my car. That's the other thing, too. A lot of black people love little tiny dogs, too.
So I know. I said that a minute ago, and I was teeny, like, oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
You get teeny little, a lot of those teeny white fluffy dogs that go around, dude. It's so funny.
It's a favorite of the black community, which is great. That'd be cool if that was their flag.
There's a teeny little fluffy white dog.
Teeny little fluffy white dog.
You know there's a black national anthem?
What?
Yeah. I found that out.
Is it EI by Nelly?
No.
What is it?
I don't remember. It was on the, what was that thing? That was the Def Jam 25-year anniversary thing?
Oh, yeah.
They sing the black national anthem. Yeah. And I looked at Brittany and I was like, what's that? She's like, yeah, we used to say it in school. You did the national anthem, you did one other thing, then you sang the black national anthem.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, dude. How you feel about that?
I don't like that.
I've been trying to fucking exercise your demons
you
the whole
me fired
time.
Up? I watched this was funny. I watched the Tupac Shakur movie last night.
How was it?
It was all right. I turned it off.
I mean, it's like the it's like the Doors movie basically.
Last night I watched No Country for Old Men.
Okay.
Fucking great.
That's such
I
a
love
good
that movie.
Movie
so much.
Yeah, that is
that's
good.
Top 10 for me.
Really?
Top 10 all time.
That's fair.
No Country for Old Men. But Tupac Shakur movie, not top 10. It was still, I mean, it's cool. Dude, it's always cool to see a biopic and see how they, like, started and shit.
Yeah, but they're tough to
they
be
glorify good. These people in the beginning that are, like, wanted FBI, most wanted, all this shit.
Uh-huh.
And to an extent, they're right, because the FBI did, like, the one guy I was reading about, I think it was his stepdad or his they were like the FBI illegally kind of, they were trying to get him arrested.
Yeah.
But the guy did rob an armored truck and execute two guards.
Really?
And they leave that out in the movie. They're
so
like,
you were fact checking.
You're robbing banks, huh? And it's like, well, he also murdered.
Really?
There's some murdering going on.
So you did
on.
Some fact checking.
You always got to fact check these. They did the same thing with Angela Davis in that one. There was one documentary. Oh, the 13th Amendment.
Yeah.
About the industrial prison complex, all that shit, which is real, but.
Oh, when they started doing the
indentured servitude, basically, like modern slavery.
They
is
would
just
steal, they would
arresting
just,
black
yeah,
people.
They would impose kids. Yeah,
but it's like they had Angela Davis on there, and she was talking, and I was like, I wonder what she did to get arrested. And it was like, oh, she supplied guns to guys who shot up a courtroom and killed people. It's like, so I mean, maybe she's a hero, but she also, you know.
Yeah, why do they pick her of all people? Because there was like.
Leader.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Now I know who you're talking about.
It's like, it's Angela Davis. I hope I'm not getting that name wrong.
That'd be funny.
Angela Davis is just
actress.
A random black lady.
Yeah, yeah.
Viola Davis, the lady that just is at every award show crying.
I watched this thing the other day on
Angela Davis.
There was a thing about like Malcolm X, and apparently he got killed.
She was hot. Angela Davis was hot. She had an afro.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta be pretty hot if you're selling guns.
American political activist. Also,
is she still in jail?
How about murder? No.
Wait, so she supplied weapons to someone who
leader
shot
of the
up.
Communist Party.
What did she do again? She supplied weapons.
Let me find out here.
Well, there was a thing on Malcolm X where he, you know, he got murdered, and they said he got murdered by the Muslim Brotherhood. Because that was like, everyone's like, well, white people killed Malcolm X, but the Muslim Brotherhood killed him.
Yeah, of course.
But not too long before he died, he had, who the fuck was the guy? I just talked about this guy the other day. Gaddafi. Gaddafi was like people. He from Libya. He was like on the people's champ, and he tried to start an insurgency in America with black people being like, "I'll give you guys guns."
Muammar
fuck
Gaddafi?
The white man. Yeah, he was. They were. They would. So they'd be in like the Muslim Brotherhood, and they'd bring in a TV and they'd beam in fucking Gaddafi.
Gaddafi did that.
Gaddafi
light skinned.
I know, but he was just like he's like
Arabic.
He was like, I'm a freedom fighter, dude. Because
yeah,
he went.
I thought
he lived in
Arabs
he,
don't really respect.
He lived
black
in
people.
Yeah, but Gaddafi. He's a politician. He lived in London, and he felt like everyone slighted him. So he's like, fuck white people. And he went and was linking up with these Muslim Brotherhood dudes. Like, I'll get you guns. Rise up against white people in America and fuck them up. So Malcolm X, like, when they're like, you know, like, why do they fucking want to kill him? They were having meetings. Like, yo, this guy will arm us. Fuck these guys. Rise up. And then he came back and was like, I'm not really with that Muslim Brotherhood shit, and the Muslim Brotherhood apparently killed him, which is why I'm sure there's tons of conspiracies about it.
Angela Davis did. She was as a result of purchasing. She purchased the firearms used in a 1970 armed takeover of a Marin County, California courtroom in which four people were killed. So
she bought the guns.
This is odd. She was persecuted for conspiracy. She was later acquitted of this charge.
Maybe they're trying to pin it on her, dude. Because she was a commie.
Maybe. No, I read this before. She was pretty fucking.
She was guilty with the guns. Yeah, I don't know, man. She could have. It is what you're saying, though, is to be like, again, like the Tupac stepdad, to where it's like he was just a good
robbery.
Old bank robber.
Yeah,
and it's like, well, he executed two guys.
He also killed people.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
They should put that in.
Yeah.
Just to add to the completeness of the whole thing, to be
so
like, wow.
What actually happened?
Yeah, you know, yeah, exactly.
Instead
yeah.
of like, the FBI was just barging in on a guy trying to feed his family.
Yeah.
It's like, no, he killed two people.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and if your basic goal, that's the other thing that cracks me up, and it's like, your basic goal is to feed your family. It's like, there's a lot of lesser crimes you can do. You don't got to fucking rob an armored truck. You know what I mean?
Yeah, this is, I don't want to get into this shit. This is.
Hey, dude, it's your instincts, dude.
No, it's not my instincts.
Churning from the fucking inner Mordor that lays inside you, dude.
Perhaps.
Dude.
Perhaps. I am as God made me, dude. I just treat everybody as equals.
That's sick. You're working on your racial sympathies. Damn. Oh, dude. Shane brought back the collage.
I was at my parents' house yesterday, and I found an old collage of me playing football.
Dude.
Whew.
It's hanging on the wall right now.
Yeah, I had to hang that up.
You should do a...
let the boys...
You should set up like a velvet rope and let people come like a museum style and observe it.
I put it in front of my bedroom door.
Yeah, I'm saying. You should put up a little like an exhibit.
Like that's what lurks down here. That's like my beware of dogs. No, I took a picture. I sent it to McKeever. He was like, holy shit, dude. That was you? Man.
Let him know.
Woo! Look at that, dude.
You got to get back up. You got to get back up to 280, dude.
Look at the fury in there. Just like, you don't come
in. You
got
to get back up to 280.
I'm going to post this on the fucking Reddit, dude. Let the people see my fury.
Fucking, you better. That's a sick picture.
It's so funny. that game that was against, I remember that game. It was against a high school called Scotland in Pennsylvania. It's like an all black, like, I think it started as like a veterans orphanage.
Really?
Yeah. But it's all these like black kids that like live on campus and, they sucked my senior year,
mm-hmm.
but I just remember the kid I was going up against. I mean, they were fucking bad. Like, he was a little kid. Yeah. He was real little, and he was wearing a fucking, I'll never forget this. He was wearing a Scream costume, the upper body underneath his jersey. What? So he had like the sleeve, like Grim Reaper sleeves hanging
Holy
out.
Holy shit.
And he would flap his arms before the play and be like, I am a ghost.
That's fucking awesome.
And I would just destroy
him. Oh my God. We played, yeah. This team and it was weird because I feel like we played like BKD or SKD now. That was like the all black team we played. And like, dude, in fifth and sixth grade, they were trash at basketball. We used to crush them. Those motherfuckers hit puberty, dude. And it was just
it was Wakanda, dude. The next time you're in the gym,
yeah, dude, it was no fucking joke.
Jumping on top of cars.
Same thing happened with rugby. We played this team called Hyde from Washington D.C.
Yeah,
and they, dude, trashed them. It was like their first year ever playing rugby as an all black team. They played for three more years. We played them our senior year. They butt fucked us, dude.
Yeah.
It was pretty funny.
That's what happens. I mean, when you're little, boys and girls are equal athletically.
Yeah.
And then the white boys take off.
Yeah.
And then whites and blacks are equal for a little while. And then the black boys eighth take grade, off. Eighth grade, dude.
This guy was like running with – they were like telling us –
eighth grade is exactly right.
One guy wanted to play in the NFL. But he was like running with parachutes and shit. And I was like, yeah. What the fuck, dude?
Yeah, we used to play LeSean McCoy in basketball and football. Christ, and it was like – he kind of sucked when we were younger. We beat them in the championship.
Uh-huh.
And then like his – sophomore year of high school, he rushed for like 400 yards. It was like, oh, he's pretty good.
Oh my yeah. God. We played this team one time. They were from, I think we were St. Thomas, and then we played another St. Thomas from like South Philly or wherever they're from. And I mean, they were bad, but all I remember is like these like little Puerto Rican kids with mustaches just scratching my arms playing basketball. I have like a really vague memory of this kid constantly scratching me. That's like all I remember about it.
Oh my God.
I remember playing basketball and feeling really like good at basketball compared. Usually I was like kind of like, I don't know what I'm doing out here. I remember being like, dude, I'm fucking sick at basketball.
Yeah. Yeah, those were the days.
I'm starting to wonder if I think black dudes are nerds now, man. I think they lost it. I'm like, because I the anime dude, I saw the anime and I was like, all right, whatever. Now, do you see the finger spinners?
Yeah.
They just walk around. I'm like, all right, dude, fuck no. You guys lost me. I used to blindly be like, well, if you guys, this is
probably
cool.
Well, no, it's not that they're nerds. It's just, it's not cool to be the pop culture. And black people are pop culture.
No, I'm thinking more like the things they got into. Like anime, I was like, I'll give you that one. Then it was like hoverboards. I'm like, you guys look like fucking retards on these things. And then now it's the finger spinners. I'm like, all right, you guys clearly are fucking losing it. I think they're losing the mojo, dude. They're losing
their awesome. I'll tell you what, I listened to a song. Yeah, I think because I've been listening to this, a lot of the new rap, and it's all like emo.
Yeah.
It's all like, all my friends are dead. All my friends are dead. Like, that's a song. The one song's like,
Jesus.
By Logic, that's just like, I wish I was dead.
Really?
Yeah, dude. Black dudes, young black kids are fucking emo as fuck right now.
You know what's
now.
Happening? There's a lot of Molly being eaten.
They're emo.
It's making them emo. I watched the documentary and they're like popping Molly's in the studio and they're like, I miss my cousin. And it's like, what the fuck, dude? This sucks.
Yeah, yeah.
Stop fucking spinning that shit, dude.
They're all singers. Yeah. They're getting emo, dude.
I think there's just a weird, like, as white dudes are losing power, it's just this weird, like, fucking homeostasis of, like, their cool points are slowly getting sucked in.
You think white
in.
Dudes are losing power?
Yeah.
Why do you think that?
I mean, it's just, like, we just got knocked down a peg, and I think the, like, white power to fucking black coolness.
Why do you chill with fucking white power?
Like, I'm not saying white power. I'm saying, like,
yeah, you are saying white power.
That to black coolness.
Dude, this is not what I wanted from this cast.
It's not bad. Listen, it's just, please, hear me out. All right, I'm saying, sorry. I'm not fucking, obviously, a white nationalist. I'm saying, like, the overarching thing, and they'll say, too, like, the systematic white power to black coolness is a ratio that has to maintain even at all times. So as white dudes slip, they start fucking.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Anime. Like they become more pop culture.
Yeah,
it's not underground and counterculture anymore, which is cool. Yeah. Counterculture is cool.
I'm thinking more nerdy, dude. I'm not even thinking.
Yeah,
like,
but now they're getting comfortable enough that they can. You know, you don't have to be hardcore all the time. You can talk about fucking Dragon Ball Z a little bit.
Dude, but nobody does. No, you can't. You can that's be nerdy. That's nerd stuff.
Of course it's nerdy, but we've always had nerds because
yeah.
white people have always been allowed to be themselves.
That's true.
Black people are finally becoming themselves, and now I don't know if they're going to like what they see.
What?
They're just inner nerd? They're just as corny as white people. All those fucking goofy fucking outfits they wear every day. Pretty soon that's going to be like, what the fuck are you guys doing? Put on a t-shirt and jeans, dude. Fucking hell chill. Yeah.
Tuck it in.
Tuck in those fucking t-shirts.
Hike those fucking dungarees.
Hike those fucking dungarees up and study, dude. Get your clean up your room and study. No more palling around with your buddies and your blunts.
Dude, we gotta start taking the blunts off the street.
Fuck yeah.
That's a good fucking move.
Sitting around playing hip hop music all hours of the night.
Yeah.
It's time for you and your buddies to fucking study.
I don't know.
Those trousers.
I think that's happening, man.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
The hoverboards, the fucking Digimon, just be further into the future than us.
Black dudes?
Yeah, just like
I don't think
anime hoverboards, finger spinners. I don't know what the fuck those things are.
No.
They might be on a different timeline, dude.
Dude, I was at the
They're in the future.
I was at the corner store.
Yeah.
And I saw like five black it was packed. It was Saturday night.
Okay.
It was like a block party.
Yeah.
And then like old black ladies were buying like candy.
Okay.
It's just weird. Seeing like adults be like, yeah, could I get a bag of Cheetos and some Swedish fish?
Dude.
They were like 40.
I told you about my brief tryst with the lady who owned a convenience store.
No.
I never told you about that?
No, I don't think.
When I was, this was like 5 or 6 years ago, before my first marriage, I was like dating this lady. I met her in the Restaurant Depot and, you know, we hit it off. Obviously I let her put her stuff on my like big Home Depot cart thing.
Oh boy.
So dude, this lady owned a convenience store. Yeah. So I had fleas in my house. So I had to stay in this.
Wait, what?
I got fleas in my house. I ended up getting a bad flea infestation. So I couldn't be in my house. This lady's like, she had gotten kicked out her ex-boyfriend.
You recognize you tried to just slide that into conversation, right?
Oh, I got fleas. It happened, dude.
Sorry. Yeah. Dude. Something about your ex-boyfriend?
Check your privilege, dude. So her ex-boyfriend got deported for having an AK-47. So she was like, he owned this store, but now it's mine because he got kicked out of the country. So you can come. I'm sleeping in the store right now because I lost my house. So I slept in this convenience store with this lady for like 3 days. And every night before we went to bed, we'd have sex. And then she would like smoke a blunt, chomp Swedish fish, and just pass out. I'd be like,
what the fuck? They love sweets, dude. They love candy.
I would be laying there. I'm like, you don't want to brush your teeth? And she'd be like, no, I'm good. And I just like.
Just love sweets,
dude. You're just going to crush fucking. She would like crush a warhead, dude, and fucking go to sleep. Remember, you would watch Madea, and we would sleep on the floor of this convenience store.
You would watch Madea in a convenience store?
We'd lay behind bulletproof glass on the floor, and fucking we watched Madea, and I'd wake up to, like, the menu. You know, like, a DVD menus we're playing?
Yeah, that's the worst.
I'd just wake up to, like, an empty condom wrapper and just fucking, like, half of a drinking, like, Crystal Light bottle squeezer thing.
Oh, my God, man.
And just be like, what's up, baby?
Oh,
she's a good girl. She was a great girl.
Seeing that like
she took me in, dude.
That like DVD player logo bouncing around the screen like a screensaver.
it was bouncing around the screen. It was like, boy, I'm gonna get you, I just wake up to it on like a pad. Like you would take a pad off a couch of like a futon type thing. We would just sleep on the floor, dude. I'd wake up behind this bulletproof glass, like, oh man.
Yeah, no, I will. This is a little off topic. I'm gonna get off the topic of black people eating candy.
Yeah.
And I do want to point out the fact that. Fucking Matt just told a story where he laid with a black lady in a convenience store behind bulletproof glass and watched Madea at night. He slept in a fucking bodega for 3 days.
Yeah. That was my baby, dude.
Like a Puerto Rican's cat. Dude, that's fucking insane.
Dude, it was tight. We would like smoke a blunt and then she would fucking eat Swedish fish and we'd like make out and then we'd go to sleep.
Yeah, I saw a bunch of ladies getting candy and I was just like,
yeah, dude.
That's a weird.
You just crush it.
So back to the hoverboards and fidgets. Oh, yeah. I don't think they're in the future. I think they're all like Tom Hanks and Big.
What's that?
Like where you just grow up, but you're still a little kid.
Oh, my God.
So you get some money, you just start buying fucking random shit. That's like horrible. Toys and candy.
Oh, my God, dude. Now we were on a positive note, dude. Yeah, backslid. That's hilarious.
That's a good take. Every older black person is just Tom Hanks and Big.
They like just fucking redeemed their tickets at an arcade. And it's like finger spinners and hoverboards.
Stuffed animals and shit. That's why you see so many black ladies with stuffed animals on the back of their car.
So you're saying that they're just always fucking crushing like arcade and racking up. What game do you think they're playing and racking up all those tickets?
They're cheating in skee ball.
Really?
They're sitting up there just throwing the ball in. You know what I mean? They're dunking it in.
I heisted an arcade ticket thing one time.
Really?
It was open. I just fucking ripped a stack out. And the guy was like, these are like 4,000 tickets intact. And I was like, yeah, dude, I fucking hit the jackpot on Snake Canyon.